Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In the news today, an 18-year-old student in Finland murdered seven classmates and the principal of the school, then shot himself, is wounded, and in his justification, he said in advance that these were mistakes of natural selection. So, another mass shooting at a high school, and just like the Columbine murders, a connection by the murderers themselves to evolutionary thinking and natural selection. Then we have Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson endorsing Rudy Giuliani today at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. Of course, that is in our Focus on the Strategy 2 DVD that we filmed, produced back in April. Pat Robertson's affinity for child killer Rudy Giuliani. And do you remember back in 2001, Pat Robertson, Christian, conservative, pro-life, Republican, politician, right, leader? Back in 2001 on CNN, he defended China's forced abortion program. We'll bring you some of that. And we also have this report out of the New York Times that being overweight actually gives people a lower death rate than people who are normal weight. Now, this is a crack up. Everything that's bad for you turns out to be good for you, right? Chocolate, red wine, butter. I mean, what's going on here? This is out today, November 7th, 2007. The New York Times, causes of death are linked to a person's weight. About 2 years ago, a group of federal researchers reported that overweight people have a lower death rate than people who are normal weight, underweight, or obese. Okay, so if you're obese, you're still in big trouble. You're still going to croak. But if you're just overweight, you're better off than people who are normal weight or even underweight. Investigating further, they found out which diseases are more likely to lead to death in each weight group. Now, I think this is the first time such a study has been done, death rates by weight groups for different causes of death. Linking for the first time causes of death to specific weights, they report that overweight people have a lower death rate because they are much less likely to die from a grab bag of diseases. That includes Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, infections, and lung disease. Isn't that interesting? If you're a little overweight, it protects you from diseases like that, and that lower risk is not counteracted by increased risks of dying from any other disease, including cancer, diabetes, or heart disease. Now, wait a minute. They said if you're overweight, you're less likely to die from a grab bag of diseases like Alzheimer's, infections, lung disease. They should also add in there stress from worrying about being overweight. I wonder if that kills people. Just worrying about being overweight and fighting for 30 years to be lighter, normal weight, and all that stress. I mean, that's got to kill you, don't you think? Stress is a major factor in heart disease. So to some extent, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not being ridiculous here, but to some extent, hyper concern about weight will kill you even if the weight doesn't kill you. How's that? Stress is a killer. So as a consequence, get this, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Cancer Institute report that there were more than 100,000 fewer deaths among the overweight in 2004, the most recent year for which there is data, than would have been expected if those people had been of normal weight. 100,000 fewer people died in 1 year because they were fat. Now, put that in your pipe and smoke it. No, wait a minute. That'll kill you. That'll kill you. I'm not an advocate of smoking like Rush Limbaugh. But smoking is sort of like eating too many Big Macs. It's very similar. Okay. Also, U.S. America is staging the first dual missile intercept test in space. I love our missile shield program. The liberals are so angry about it. A missile shield program with anti-missile missiles. It's like hitting a bullet with a bullet. It's so very difficult to do. And we've been doing it successfully, somewhat successfully. And the liberals, they're just so against us being able to shoot down incoming missiles. They're just flat out against it. You say, do you know how many lives we could save with one missile? They don't care. So you know what we tell them? We tell them that few endangered species could survive a direct nuclear hit. So all the endangered species in San Diego, they would just be gone with one incoming missile. So they say, oh, really? Yeah, so we need this missile shield. And they say, oh, we do. How does it affect our carbon footprint? Well, do you know the carbon implications of one nuclear strike? If we could shoot down that missile and bust up that nuclear warhead, we'll save the planet. Then they're in for it. But if you're going to save 1.2 million human beings, including women and children, oh, they're against that. Forget that. Okay, so what else is in the news? Pat Robertson today at the National Press Club. And next week, Colorado Right to Life is hosting a pro-life leader summit right here in Denver. And what a thrill it will be to attend that. It's on Tuesday and Wednesday. This hasn't been publicly known. It's basically it's not an open event. It's for leaders from around the country, pro-life leaders. And some of the most extraordinary people are coming in for this. There'll be about 30 people, and it's just so exciting. And we were thinking it would be so nice to show some Colorado hospitality and offer to take the whole group to dinner on Tuesday night to some nice Colorado-type restaurant. And so, sure enough, we got a call after yesterday's show when I announced that. Because everybody coming in, even though leaders are used to having their travel and expenses paid for, right? If you invite somebody to come in and speak, a leader of a major organization, typically you pay for their airfare, hotel, food, whatever. But everyone coming in is paying their own way, including extraordinary leaders like the Reverend Flip Benham of Operation Rescue, Operation Save America, Judy Brown of American Life League, Alan Keyes, who's running for president right now. These people are all paying their own way, and 20 others. And they are, you know, they're staying at this hotel we're having the event at, and it's just humbling. It's an event of servant leaders who are coming in. And so I mentioned yesterday maybe we could show them some Colorado hospitality and at least treat everyone for dinner. And we got a call from up in the mountains, Masonville, Colorado, from Ray Graybar. And you might recognize that name in memory of his wife, Dorothy. Dorothy passed away just a few weeks ago. I performed the funeral. And Ray has been our producer for 10 years. And he said, Bob, in memory of Dorothy, I would like to give matching funds toward that dinner. And Ray, he did. He offered about half of what we'll need to pay for dinner for about 30 people. So, Ray, thank you so very much for those matching funds. And it's wise, too, because you double what you can give. So if you're in Colorado, if you're outside of Colorado, well, this is just for people in Colorado. We want to show some Colorado hospitality to these leaders coming in from around the country. And if you'd like to help out with that, you could either send to via PayPal on the internet, you could send a donation to securepayment@kgov.com, kgov.com, or you could call us 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, and you could use a credit card. Or if you come out to Denver Bible Church on Sunday, Sunday morning or Sunday night. Of course, you can help out at that time. Okay. So, Pat Robertson endorsed Rudy Giuliani for president. And Rudy Giuliani, of course, is an aggressive child killer. He used his influence, his authority, money as the mayor of New York City to kill kids in a wanton way there, unborn children. And one Christian leader, Greg Kokel, said, Rudy Giuliani, he's not a child killer. He didn't kill anybody. Oh, I guess Adolf Hitler isn't a murderer. He didn't kill anybody. Who did he kill? He didn't kill anybody. But Rudy Giuliani advocates, he'll use his authority to have the wanton killing, open season on unborn children, and it is wrong. I know this is controversial these days, but let me say it anyway. It is wrong for Christians to support a mass murderer. Now, I know that's hard for many to buy, but this is where moral relativism in the body of Christ has brought us. And by the way, a lot of this moral relativism has come from misguided political activism, starting with National Right to Life, J. Seculo, Americans United for Life, that lawyers group, AUL, and then trickling down through groups like the Moral Majority and Christian Coalition and Focus on the Family, confusion. Now, Dr. Dobson has been making statements that are extremely strong and committed to do what's right in the last couple weeks, even last week, airing statements, for example, saying he will not vote for the lesser of two evils. The lesser of two evils is still evil. And saying that the pro-life movement has become the mistress of the Republican Party. And they bring us out when it's time to vote and give money. And other than that, we're in the closet. Good point, Dr. Dobson. And he said in the 6 years that the Republicans had the House, the Senate, and the White House, you know what they did? Nothing. He said they did nothing. And I hope and pray he's including the partial birth abortion ban in that characterization, because that's also nothing. It's actually worse than nothing. It's a federal law that has been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court that says you can pull a baby out halfway to his belly button and kill him. That is partial birth abortion. It's not banned. It's a partial birth abortion manual. And they've codified now in this federal ruling upholding a law that was crafted by pro-life Republicans. They've codified all different ways you can kill late-term babies, including by giving them a lethal injection, which is being done, of course. And Dr. Dobson has agreed with us when he put in writing in a newsletter in June that ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life. So we appreciate that from him. We appreciate his strong statements of the last couple weeks, few weeks, where he said he will not vote for a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. And we pray that he also realizes voting for that person, that's one vote. Supporting such a candidate, when Focus on the Family supports a candidate who will kill one innocent child, that's a million votes. So, Dr. Dobson, when you say you will not vote for a politician who will kill one innocent child, please realize, please don't interpret your own words like a lawyer or a politician would. Please use them like a Christian leader would. Say, I will not vote for, I will not support a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. All right, that's great. Okay, so you have Pat Robertson, who has come out today and endorsed Rudy Giuliani, who has supported, he's a radical supporter of child killing, of homosexual rights, radically supportive of homosexual rights. I mean, he's against handguns, but in comparison, that's somewhat insignificant. I mean, it's very significant because in the Bible, it is tyrannical governments that take away the weapons from the people. The oppressors take away the weapons. And just like in Nazi Germany, right? the Nazis took away everybody's guns. Same thing the communists in the Soviet Union and in Red China. Those who murder people by the millions, they start out by taking away everybody's guns. So, of course, that's significant. But when you compare that to the government actually systematically involved in the slaughter of millions of children, that's even worse. And with the government advocating a homosexual lifestyle, which slaughters people by the millions, it gets them to kill themselves. That's even more devastating. Okay, so anyway, we find out that Pat Robertson, the founder of the Christian Coalition, founder of the 700 Club, you know, the guy who's on TV and he says, there's someone out there with liver spots, and right now, wait, the liver spots are going away. They're going away right now. As we speak, the liver spots are dissolved. They're disappearing. And there's someone with a wart. There's someone with a wart under their left armpit. And the wart is shrinking. It's shrinking as we speak. The wart is shrinking. Yeah, that guy. You know who I mean. He is now come out. As we put in our Focus on the Strategy 2 DVD back in April, we quoted from Pat Robertson, talked about his affinity for a child killer like Rudy Giuliani, and here he is now openly endorsing him. And back in 2001, Pat Robertson was on CNN, and I'm going to read to you what he said, the utterly despicable statements he made. And you know what? It's time for the old guard, the changing of the guard. Right? Jerry Falwell has passed away. D. James Kennedy has passed away. National Right to Life is in the process of passing away. Pat Robertson effectively has passed away. I mean, he's post-Christian. He's no longer Christian. And Bob Jones III, who did he endorse? He endorsed Mitt Romney. So basically, it's time for the changing of the guard. Right, National Right to Life is post-Christian. Jay Sekulow is post-Christian. And so these guys, like, of all people, the greatest evangelist in the world who has preached at Colosseums where hundreds of thousands of people over the years have come forward to become Christians, Billy Graham, has his Billy Graham Workers' Handbook. And twice, two recent editions of his handbook, he indicated that abortion for rape and incest and the deformity of the child is acceptable. How's that? And so I wrote to Dr. Dobson personally about that issue and said, Dr. Dobson, why is it when these Christian leaders say horrendous things that violate do not murder, why is it just all swept under the rug? Like it's the good old boys club. It's like the smoke-filled back room where, well, we're not going to tell on one another. The Apostle Paul didn't have that attitude. Galatians chapter 2, he goes after St. Peter. He calls Peter a hypocrite. He said he called him a hypocrite to his face because he was to be blamed, and he said that Peter was being untruthful about the gospel. Now, many Christians who don't understand the plot of the Bible, they're shocked by that. They never heard of that. I guess they haven't read Galatians, and they don't understand why that came about, but it did. And if you might want to minimize it, don't, because Paul didn't, and the Holy Spirit didn't. So Pat Robertson says on CNN's Wolf Blitzer Reports, December 16, 2001, he was talking about China's forced abortion and their one-child policies, and he said, you know, I don't agree with it, but at the same time, they have 1.2 billion people, and they don't know what to do. He said, if every family, now listen, if every family over there was allowed to have three or four children, the population would be completely unsustainable. That's not true. That's a left-wing, anti-God statement. They've been saying that since the time of Aristotle and the French Revolution. This is what he said. He said, I think that right now, they are doing what they have to do. I don't agree with forced abortion, but I don't think the United States needs to interfere with what they're doing internally in this regard. This is Pat Robertson's brain abortion. This is his brain abortion. What wickedness and what idiocy. They're doing what they have to do, murdering children. I've explained to my kids that they outlawed brothers and sisters. What, quarter century ago, China outlawed brothers and sisters. My 8-year-old son, Michael, he looked at me and said, "Dad, what do you mean? How could you outlaw brothers and sisters?" They were shocked to hear what China has done. And one of the leading pro-life Christian Republican conservatives said they're doing what they have to do. That's wicked. Let's go to the phones. 800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278 in Firestone, Colorado. Steve, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you.
Hey, this is Steve Curtis.
It is.
Hi, Steve. Good to have you on the show.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to this Pat Robertson thing, and of course I saw it, you know, come across the internet this morning, and it didn't surprise any of us. But, you know, this it really smells like a just a cold political calculation. These guys, Pat Robertson, and I don't want to speak ill of Jerry Falwell, but people that were in the entire movement, you know, the Reagan conservatives, the Christian right that came in at the beginning of the Reagan years, have enjoyed really now for, you know, 2.5 decades, nearly uninterrupted, you know, praise and adulation and access. And now it really looks like there's a possibility that what little access is remaining for the Republican Party to give them could slip away next November. And it's amazing what they will do. I mean, how low they will stoop in order to try to remain in favor with people that honestly have nothing to offer them. But it just kind of illustrates the point that...
What a great point. Steve, these people, you know, it's one thing to be the king. It's another thing to be a kingmaker.
Right.
And the lust of the flesh for the desire for power, for influence, for the money that goes along with that power and influence is very hard to exaggerate how intense that is, that temptation. And we can see that our Christian leaders at a national level have virtually all succumbed to that temptation to be like the Herodians of the New Testament, to make alliances with the wicked, to do evil that good might come of it. And it's happening throughout the body of Christ, throughout the body of Christ.
Well, and then when the obvious that they're not serving the one true God. I mean, I would love to see Pat Robertson explain how he's serving God and how he's serving Jesus, who died for his sins, by propping up and supporting and endorsing Rudy Giuliani and his, you know, anti-family, pro-homosexual, pro-baby-killing, you know, cross-dressing lifestyle. It's just insane. But if you can imagine if you've ever seen Pat Robertson on television, I'm sure you have, that he would, you know, that he would immediately launch into how some, you know, deep spiritual power is going after him. And that may be true, but he, of course, is inviting that into his life by his actions, not only today, but his actions of many, many years, you know, using biblical terminology when it suits, you know, really to make him money. I don't know at what point, and I've said this before about Dr. Dobson, who seems to be finally responding to, you know, the truth of God's word regarding, you know, his own missteps over the past several years. But
to some extent, certainly he does not agree with this, the personhood wing of the pro-life movement. He's not yet gone that far, but he has said many things that are extraordinarily true, powerful, biblical, just in the last few weeks, and seemingly much stronger than the actions he's taken over the last few years. So we're pretty thrilled, and, you know, there's a great love for Dr. Dobson and a hope that he will continue to move toward committing himself to God's enduring command, do not murder, and to never compromise on God's principles.
Well, and I think this is a wake-up call for Christians everywhere to not, you know, first of all, don't let your faith be hijacked by politicians, no matter how. Yeah, I mean, it was so easy back then because, you know, there was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, everybody loved Reagan.
You know? And, right. Yeah, we all loved Reagan. Yeah. And to this day, we miss Ronald Reagan, you know. Even what we know about some of the things that he did that were clearly wrong. But
well, yeah, and then, yeah, he signed California's first permissive abortion law, June of 1967. But then many years later on 60 Minutes, told Mike Wallace, when he was asked, what's the greatest failure of your career? He said, that's easy, Mike. It was opening Pandora's box. As a new governor, I signed that abortion law for rape and incest.
Right. And then, of course, he wrote, abortion and the consciousness of the conscience of a nation.
That's
and,
right.
You know, I mean, here's a guy that truly understood that. You know what? It's human. It is utterly human to sin. We all do it. That is part of our
Tragically, it's part of our heritage. We've inherited from Adam and Eve.
That's right.
That they fell and rebelled against God, and we're born with this flesh. And given the opportunity, we sin also.
But you know what? It's exactly that word you just used. But it's the rebellion that persists in people like Pat Robertson that are you know, this is not a stupid man. He didn't make he didn't make his multiple hundreds of millions of dollars, and I've seen things that say Pat Robertson's a billionaire.
Oh, yeah. That's you remember the Family Channel, Steve? The Family Channel.
Oh, yeah. Which is now ABC Family.
For decades, he said he was getting a small salary from the 700 Club, CBN. What he didn't tell the people, you know, widows giving, sacrificing, that he and his son were buying hundreds of TV stations in their own name, and then he sold them for, I think, about almost $2 billion to Rupert Murdoch. And he uses his Operation Blessing to feed the poor planes to go to his diamond mines in Africa. And so he wants, he wants favorable treatment from who's ever in the White House for tax purposes and so on. So he's a sellout.
He wants to have a lot of things both ways. And, and the Bible's very clear that you cannot serve two masters. And you know, he's just going to, he's going to have to answer for which master he was serving today, you know, when he endorsed Rudy Giuliani and
for
many of the other things that he has done. So,
okay, thank you so much, Steve.
You bet.
That's the former chairman of the Colorado State Republican Party and the founder of LifeCommercials.com. What a website. Have you been there, LifeCommercials.com? And Steve will be at the Leaders Summit next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. And he's going to be presenting an internet strategy, which he has really refined at LifeCommercials.com. That'll be great. And the 18-year-old has now died, the 18-year-old murderer student in Finland, after murdering seven students and the principal. Then he shot himself, and he's now dead, and he mentions natural selection. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school.